He's risen. He's truly risen. Do you recall in your own experience ever being completely infatuated with an older brother or sister or your mom or dad? I remember as a young boy wanting to do everything my dad did. I want to shave as a 5-year-old because dad shaved. I want to learn how to milk a cow like my older brother milked. I copied them. I wanted to do everything like my heroes did, and I watched them closely. From what we read in the Gospels, St. John, also known as the beloved disciple, he doesn't even name himself, seemed to have had this kind of relationship with Jesus. Tradition tells us that he was the youngest disciple, only about 16. So perhaps he was less self-conscious about his unabated and all-consuming love for Jesus. Perhaps John's childlike attitude toward Jesus is the very reason why Jesus loved him in a particular way. He was the one who had his head on Jesus' chest at the Last Supper. He's also the only disciple whose love for Jesus overcame his fear on that first Good Friday. Nothing, neither loss of reputation or danger, torture or death, could keep John away from his beloved friend, hero, and Lord. The love John had for Jesus is what made him the first of the apostles to believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. John believed even before Mary Magdalene, for she believed upon seeing the risen Lord himself. But before the risen Lord appeared to her or to anyone, we are told that John saw and believed. What did he see, and why did he believe? Because he didn't see Jesus. John's gospel tells us that Peter and the beloved disciple John ran to Jesus' tomb upon hearing that the tomb was empty. John, being younger, arrived first. He peered inside and saw Jesus' linen cloths lying there. When he entered the tomb after Peter, he saw Jesus' head covering rolled up and placed in a separate place. This is all John saw. The linens and this rolled up head covering. He saw this and believed. Why? For we are not told that Peter believed upon seeing those things. John's place at the Last Supper, right beside Jesus, must have been his normal place. You know how eating arrangements are around a table. You eat in the same spot. His youthful and devoted love for Jesus must have always led him right to Jesus' side. You can almost see it as they traveled from town to town. They didn't check into a hotel room, right? They didn't have their own rooms. They would have slept in the same room together. You can just imagine John always running ahead, seeing where Jesus puts his mat, and he's right next to him, right beside him, bringing a smile to Jesus' face. And in the morning, John must have wanted to fold up his sleeping mat and his clothes just like Jesus did, copying him, as he wanted to do everything just like his Lord. He would have noticed the way Jesus folded his clothes, probably the way Mother Mary taught him to. And perhaps John could never fold it quite the right way, but he would have known the way that Jesus folded his. For John, this rolled up covering is clearly an important detail. His is the only gospel that mentions it. No one else does. It was a sight he must have never forgotten. For he knew that the head covering in that tomb wasn't just a pile of cloths, but it was rolled up the exact way that Jesus always rolled up his cloth. There was no mistake. It wasn't done by an angel, but by the hands of Jesus himself. Living hands, the risen hands of our Savior. And perhaps Jesus did this just for John. That's how Jesus is. For Jesus must have had a great affection for this young apostle who loved him so much. For this apostle whose perfect love had cast out all fear and enabled him to follow Jesus right to the cross. This was, after all, the apostle to whom Jesus had entrusted his own mom. And the Blessed Mother, huh? She must have had a special love for John because of the special love Jesus had for him. And because of John's undying dedication to her beloved son. Imagine John coming back from the tomb, running to Mary to tell her what he saw. And perhaps all John had to say was, "Mary, the burial cloths were folded, the bed was made, and he made it just as you taught him." Mary would have seen the look on his face, and her hope, which she never lost, was fulfilled. To think those who stayed at the cross were the first to believe in the resurrection. Stay at the cross. It's not fun. It hurts. But if we stay at the cross, we will believe more surely in the resurrection. Those witnesses to the resurrection can be believed. Believe that Jesus is risen from the dead. We will not die forever, for he is risen. If it's hard to believe, simply ask John, the beloved disciple, for he saw and believed. The next time you make your bed, believe in the resurrection.